soil. Now, I said that texture is an important part to play in this because that's going to determine the amount of buffer ability that's present in your soil. So sand sand, which contain a lot of quartz material, have got very little buffer capacity. So in these cases, then you've got very low values in terms of your sulfur trail, your percentage of sulfur on an oven-dried basis per ton of material. Usually, these things are worked on the basis of. Over here, for the acid trail, it's then the moles of H+, which are able to be liberated per ton of material. And you can see that this value then increases as we increase through to material which has got more clay material. It's able to buffer the released H+. By buffering it, then you can rely on the fact that your clays will soak up a certain amount of H+s before free H+s start being pumped into the environment. In terms of texture, one of the classic books that you should be aware of that exists is called the Australian Soil and Land Survey. This one's used then when you want to figure out exactly which particular soil you're looking at. Now for the sulfur trail and the acid trail, POCAS, which is a method that uses peroxide, hence the P, yeah? No, this is not it. When you're trying to decide if something is an acid sulfate soil, first you look at the texture. And then based on the texture, you then look at the value which you need to exceed.
Oh, okay.
That's the go. So that's why you can't just say, if I've got a value of 20, then it's going to be an acid sulfate soil. Because it's only an acid sulfate soil if it's sand or a loamy sand. It doesn't meet that criteria for a clay.
Yeah.
Now, to actually get these acid trail and sulfur trail values, POCAS is standing for a peroxide, oxidation, combined acidity, and sulfate method, because it's doing the sulfur part and it's doing the acid release part. It's a standard method which has been developed. There are, as I said, other options for establishing whether something's an acid sulfate soil, and I'll talk about briefly one of those other methods later on. If you want to screen a soil quickly, there's the TOS method, which is simply a total oxidizable sulfur method. Now the sulfur ones we can't do readily because it relies on a sulfur analysis. And for that you need an atomic absorption.